in the warm water. I sit for 10 minutes until bubbles form on the surface. In a large bowl, combine the flour and salt, make a well in the middle and add the olive oil and bloom yeast mixture. Using a spoon, mix until the shaggy dough begins to form. Once the flour is mostly hydrated, turn the dough out onto a clean work surface and knead for 10-15 minutes. The dough should be soft, smooth, and bouncy. Form the dough into a tart round. Grease a clean large bowl with olive oil and place the dough inside to turn into coat with the oil cover. The plastic wrap let rise for at least an hour or up to 24 hours. Punch down the dough and turn it out onto a lightly flat work surface. Knead for another minute or so, then cut into four equal portions and shake into rounds. Lightly flour the dough and cover with a kitchen towel. Let it rest for another 30 minutes to an hour while you prepare the sauce with any other ingredients. Preheat the oven as high as your oven will allow, between 450 and 500 Kelvin. Place a pizza stone, heavy baking sheet. Turn upside down so the surface is flat. Or cast iron skillet in the oven. Meanwhile, make the tomato sauce. Add a salted can of tomatoes and puree with an immersion blender. Or transfer to a blender or food processor and puree until smooth. Once the dough has rested, take a portion. Start by poking the surface with your fingertips until bubbles form and do not deflate. Then stretch and press the dough into a thin round, make it thinner. It should be as it will slightly shrink and puff up during baking. Sprinkle semolina onto an upside down baking sheet and place the stretch crust onto it. Add the sauce and ingredients of your choice. Slide the pizza onto the preheated pizza stone and pan bake for 15 minutes or until the crust and cheese are golden brown.